ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Peches. The Gemara is discussing the different yidonim that the Zaken Mamre could have with other people, with the Bezdin, where he could become a Zaken Mamre. Which things? The Gemara brings down Divi Rivois. One of the things is about Ashkaz Saita. The Gemara says, what possible machlekes could the Zaken Mamre have with the Bezdin? The Gemara says, the machlekes could be the Tali, the machlekes of Blezer and Yeshua. Machlekes of Blezer and Yeshua, in the beginning of Saita, whether or not Stira needs to have Eidus. Rav Lezer says that you need to have Eidus is only on the Kinui. Kinui you need to have Shnayim. But the Stira, it's enough for Eid Echad, or the Baal himself could say, could be made that Yeshua Saita with the Boil. And Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua says he need to have two Edom also. So Rashi explains, how does this get to the Chi of Karas? Her Meir Shita is that you need to have Karas. In order for the Zaken Mamre to have Bichayev, has to be a Nidoin that's the get to the Chi of Karas. So Rashi explains that's the Gea, if Isha, the Baal's the cattle if they shtai, but there's no Edis of the Stira. And then the Isha says she's Edis Shaisa, she's not willing to drink, but the Halacha is a Saita that says Edis Shaisa. So she's Nesel Abayla, and she loses her Ksuba. So now, says Rashi, over here it's going to be totally the Machlekes of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, whether or not she still has her Ksuba. Like Rabbi Yeshua, they need Edim, she doesn't have a Din Saita, and she can keep her, has a right to be Gaver Ksuba. Mashigala or Lezer, she doesn't have a right to be Gaver Ksuba. Therefore, says Rashi, what would happen if this Isha sells her Ksuba to someone else? And then, after the Baal's Begarisher, this person goes as Teifis Ksuba from the Baal. So now it's going to be telling the Machlekes of Lezer Yeshua if he had a right to be Teifis Ksuba, like Rabbi Lezer, that she had a Din Saita, that she lost her Ksuba, he had no right. And the Isha is going to be Eidah B'Kudeshes. And like Rabbi Yeshua, she's going to be B'Kudeshes, because like Rabbi Yeshua, the Halacha is he didn't have Shtayim in the Stiros, the Halacha is he going to be B'Kudeshes. That's how Rashi explains how this Machlekes is going to be the Geat to Chiyuvei Karas. The Rambam, over here in Hilchos Mamrim and Perek Dalid, Halacha Beis, when he brings down all these cases that the Gemara brings, he goes through all the cases, he explains a different nafka mido that could come out for the Machlekes of Lezer Yeshua, a different reason how it could come the day Karas. And the Rambam says that it's the Geya, what happens if after this Isha is this star, Alpi Ed Echad, Alpi the Baal, the Baal dies. The Baal dies, so now without any children, now the Halacha should be that there should be a Din Yibam. Now the halacha is that a saita is asur to yavam. A saita is asur to yavam. So says the Rambam that if she has a din saita, the halacha is she's asur to yavam. And the one that holds that eidet tzricha, if you hold that you don't have to be shaisa, then the halacha is she's going to be bespia bebes. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Kesef Bishto over here on the Rambam, he's this kasha with the Rambam. It seems, says the Kesef Bishto, it seems from the Rambam that there's going to be a chi of chorus over here on the Saita, which a chay would be din chorus of Eishes Ach. And he writes on the Rambam, but Tzorach Ian, Minoleha, Tzorach Ian, where does the Rambam know this halacha? Where does the Rambam know that there's going to be over here a chi of chorus? And the Lechabisht over here explains a little more the Kasha. And he explains that you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yibam, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudtes. The Rambam says that the did is Harezu Chay Letzes, Vloibis Yabebes. And the Magen Mishnah over there explains that it has a din of tzaras chayv ilavin. Mashma says the Lechavisha she ain't iser erva b'saita b'safik. Says the Lechavisha it's mashma that a saita safik does not have a din of an erva. Harayat Allah is her tzaras totally mutter. Her tzaras has a chiyav yibum, and she has a din chalitza. So therefore says the Lechavisha to further explain the Kesemisha's kasha that Lechayu the whole din of a Saita, even though she's also to Yibam, but has a din of Chayvi Lavin. But L'chayu, there shouldn't be any Isser Eishes Acher, there shouldn't be any Chiyuv Karis. So Rav Kiva Eger, over there on the Gilyon, on the Rambam, Perek Vav, Alocha Yotest. Rav Kiva Eger says that it's true, like the Lech Bishta says, that L'chayra, it's before in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that a suffix Saita does not have a din of an Erva, even though a Saita Vade, if we know what Isha Vade was Zidza, the din is, the Alocha is that she has a din Erva, the Rambam is before that she has a din Erva, and the Alocha is that her Tzara is also therefore Pater from Yibum. Apple Pekin says to Kivager, it's before in the Rambam that a suffix Saita doesn't have halacha, doesn't have a din of a suffix of a Saita Vadai. Her right halacha is that her tzara's mutter. If there will be, if we have an emes a suffix, if she have, would have a din of a Saita suffix, then the halacha should be that her tzara should also be a kapanim enemis yabemis. And Apple Pekin, the Rambam is before that her tzara is a regular did yibum. And Reb Chaim in Sefer al Rambam over there in Perek Vav Halacha Yotes, Reb Chaim Masber, that the whole din of Saita, the whole din of Saita is not that be'emes, there's an emes, a suffix over here that she was bezana. It's only exeris hakosav, but since l'gabi yibum is a miyot that we don't dan the din Saita l'gabi yibum, the din Saita is only us the ba'al v'loy the yavam, so therefore be suffix, we don't even have a suffix at all, we don't have even a suffix that she was bezana when we look at yibum. And therefore says Reb Chaim, that's the reason why the halacha is she doesn't have a din erva, she doesn't even have a din suffix. Now the reason why she's Eidah B'siyah Bemes, that's because of a new din, that's a sugya and Saita Daf Hei, that Vav is either Xeris HaKosov or Kal V'chaymer, that we learn out that a Saita, the same way she's Asa to the Baal, she's Asa to the Yavim also. But says Reb Kivega, this Isser is not like every Chayvi Lavin. Every Chayvi Lavin is only, is Be'etzen B'deraisa B'siyah Bemes, it's Esed Eichaloisa Seid. It's only Xeru Drabon that she's not Messiah Bemis. This halacha is a special din by Saita that she's also to the Yavam, and Raisa, she's also the Yavam. And says to Kivega, therefore, the Rambam's before over here that she has an Isser Eishesach. Any time where there's an Isser, where the Yavam is also, even though there's no din Erva, there's no special Xeru Sakosav and a tour of an Erva like a Saita Vadai. But Apple picking that alone that she's Usser, that creates, that says to Kivega, that there's an Isser Eishesach. And Kivega says, from this Rambam, L'chair is a Raya. To a very big shaila, big suffix, big, very famous suffix, it's again to the whole beginning of Yavamis. What's the halacha with our Amon al-Kohen Gadol? Amon al-Kohen Gadol has an essay and a lois essay, and therefore, by the raisa, she's not Messiah Bemis, ain't essay, doich lois save essay. There's no special xeris akasav, there's no special din tour of erva in the yibum. But hamiyah, there's a din of ain't essay, doich lois save essay. Is the Mishnah Melech, a precious drachem, a famous Mishnah Melech, has a suffix. What's the din? Is there ishes ach? If the issue will be Baalel, if the Yavim will go and be Baalel, would it be over the Isser Eishes Ach? Or do we say, no, the Isser Eishes Ach is Huter by Yibam. Just as there's an Isser of we're not allowed to do Yibam over here, because Ein Esse, Deich Lai Seve Esse. That's a suffix of the Mishnah Malach. Rebbe Kivega says that, L'chair, from this Rambam over here, in Hilchus Mam, in Perek Dara V'lach HaBeiz, that the Kesef Mishnah, L'chair Mishnah is Metama, and it's L'chair a riot to the Mishnah Malach suffix. There's a raya that since the Maisa is no did Yibam, there's no mitzvah the Maisa of Yibam, it's also to do the mitzvah of Yibam, that's enough that the Isser Eishesach remains. Calls man b'poyol that the din Yibam, there's no mitzvah Yibam here, the Eishesach remains, that we don't say that since there's no special tour from Yibam, the Eishesach goes away. Rabbi Choron and Kavitz Aretz, in Tzimek Gimel, Ice Base, he brings this raya, and he brings that Rabbi Naftali and Rabbi Aaron both wrote to him that L'chayr, we could say that the Rambam means a little different. We could be Madcha this Raya from the Aruch Aner Kivega to the Mishnah Melech Suffolk. We could say that the Rambam over here means that if there's a Din Yibam, if she's not a Saita, then if this Yavam goes and is Biyabim, or if this brother goes and is Biyabim, this Isha, then the Yibam will be Chal, and she'll become an Ishas Ish. If someone else is Baal there, they'll be over on Isra Ishas Ish. Masha Ein Kain. If we say that she's a Saita, and therefore there's no Bitzis Yibam, so then it won't be Chal, the Yibam. And since it won't be Chal, the Yibam, there won't be a Din, like the Rambam's before, by Amara Kangal, the Rambam's the first, that Baal Loikana. And therefore, if it's Baal Loikana, the halacha would be that if someone else is Baal there, they won't have an Isra Ishas Ish. So the chorus says from Aaron and Raftali is maybe the chorus of Ishas Ish, not the chorus of Ishas Ach. And therefore, maybe we can Madcha the Raya from the that the Achreinim are bringing, or Kvega and Archonar are bringing to the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. Like upon the Pashup Shah and the Ram, L'chair means Eishes Ach, that's L'chair the Kesef Mishnah and L'chair Mishnah understood, and therefore Pashas will be a riot from this Rambam to the suffix. So we had in the Etzim Gemara, the Gemara's Daf Gemino, we had two Pshatim, we had a Pshat from Rashi that's a gift for the Gvias Ksuba, if you could be Bekadosh with the Ksuba, if she sold the Ksuba to someone else, could have used that money of the Ksuba to be Bekadosh Isha, that's what would be the gift to Karas, and the Rambam says it's the gift for Yibum. And Pashas the Rambam is the Geir for Yibam, that is a chorus of Eishes Ach. And we said that Rav Tolia and Rav Aaron say that maybe the Rambam means a chorus of Eishes Ish. If he goes ahead and does Yibam, is a Chal, the Geir if there's an Eishes Ish or not. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings down a member for Rav Yoshia. Dabar Rav Yoshia. Shloisha Dvarim Sachli Z'irim Ante Yerushalayim. Baal Shemachal Kinuye Kinuye Machal. The first thing he says is that a Baal that's Meichal on his Kinoy, the Halacha is, his Kinoy is Machal. But Baal Kim Evatel is Kinoy, Kinoy Machal is Kinoy. And Rashi says, Kinuye Machal. V'im Nistara Eden Aseres Olof. The Duyik and Rashi that the whole Din Mechila, the Baal's on the Kinoy, is only before she's Nistar. If she was already Nistar before, then she becomes Nesar. It's only if before she's Nistar, then the Baal could, once he was Bekaner, he could still go and say, I'm being Meichel on my Kinoy, and therefore, Bekaner La'abosh, she goes and she says her with the Baal, the halacha is that she doesn't become Nesar. And now this Rashi, this Din is really, it's about Chlaikis and Saita Daf Chafei, it's about Chlaikis to Amarayim, whether or not the Baal could be Meichel before the Stira, or even after the Stira. And the reason why Rashi befarish this way is because the Maskonas HaGemara is like the Shita, the Maskonas HaGemara is Masik, and that the Halacha is that you can only be Meichel before the Stira. Now this day said to be Meichel after the Stira, Rav Kiveger is this Kasha, Rav Kiveger over there at Saita Daf Chaf Hei, is this Kasha, he brings it a Tshuva, Talida, and Sibakov also, he's Betama, how could you be Meichel the Kinei after the Stira? So Kvega writes that you have to say Tzarech Loimar, that even though the Sfar is not like this, but you have to say that the Mafreya, the Kinei is becoming Batal the Mafreya, and the Mechila is not only Mekanel Haba. The Mechila works the Mafreya. And Kvega Aval Pikin writes in a parenthesis over there, Meroi Va'absenusai, he writes, Umasha Ein Chusha Sichli Magas, the weakness of my Seichel doesn't reach to understand even Aval Pikin how this could work. B'slachayra, the whole lumness of Saita is that is a reglaim ladover ayidei the kinui, that ayidei the kinui and stira makes a reglaim ladover, and that creates a suffix that she was mizane without a kinui and stira, so we don't have any suffix she's mizane. With the kinui, that creates a suffix that she was mizane. So what does it help afterwards that the baal was meichel? How does it help that the baal was meichel? Soif dover b'shat, and even if we say it remains akira l'mafreya on the kinui, but b'shat meisa, there was a certain metzias, a certain situation that would cause us to have a suffix. How does that suffix get removed from our minds? I did a baal's meichel. Kveger means by a question on this doisa. Now if you look at Reb Chaim, we mentioned earlier on in the shir, Reb Chaim in Hilchas Yum b'chalitza parak vav alochiyotes, he Gufa brings a raya from this din that the din of kinyan stira is not a metzias dik a suffix, it's a gzeris hakosov that anytime there's a din kinoy, that creates the Torah was b'chadish b'gzeris hakosov that we look at it as a suffix. And that's where Reb Chaim explained earlier that l'gabi dinim it wasn't a schadish din kinoy, l'gabi yibum, which we discussed earlier, wasn't a schadish din kinoy. You don't have any suffix, we don't have any suffix b'chlal. Ain oisin aliyicha, the fact that she was nistar alone, the fact that there was a stira doesn't create a suffix. It's only m'gzeris hakosov of the din of saita of kinyan and stira that creates that we look at it as a suffix. And therefore says Reb Chaim that even if we look at Mechila Mekanel Haba, Reb Chaim assumes that Mechila only works Mekanel Haba. Aval Pikin, once we're Mevatel the Kinei Mekanel Haba, we don't have the Din Kinei here anymore, so we don't have to look at it as a suffix anymore. We can remain with the Pashtis, that Ein Oysen Ala Yichod, that we don't have to, the fact that Isha is Nistar with someone, there's a Cheskes Tyro, there's a Cheskes Heter, we don't have to assume that she was Bezana. And therefore says Reb Chaim, from this din, this man, the armor that holds it, there's a raya that the whole din suffix over here is only there's a kasav be din when you have a kinyan stira that we look at it as a suffix. Anytime we take care of the kinoy, there's no suffix. So that's a sugya on saita. Now, Taisvis by us, Taisvis the Ramaschal kinuy machal, Taisvis speaks out that this halacha that yikri meichel is dafka, koidim shenimcha amagila, aval achar mikan, ein yachal limcha. That after the megillah is already erased, you can't be meichel. Now, L'chayr Taisis is Tamuat, Deged the Maskonas HaShas. We just said over that the Maskonas HaGemara, Daf Chafeyam and Aleph in Saita, is that you can't be Meichel after the Isha Stira. Forget about, Taisis is already talking about way after that, what's going on after she's Nimchak and Megillah. Once she's this star with the boil, Allah is you can't be Meichel anymore. So if you look at the Teres Chaim, he speaks this out, and he says that Taisis must be going with the other man, the Omar. Doesn't sound like he's bothered by it so much, but he says that he speaks out that Taisis must be going with the man, the Omar, that you could be Meichel the Kinoy even after Stira. Even though the Maskonas HaGemara is not like that man, the Omar, but that taste is going with that man, the Omar. And then taste is speaking out, even if you that man, the Omar, but once it's Nimchak HaMegillah, you can't be Meichel anymore. If you look in the Shailo Meshev and Madura Dalid, Chelik Beis Simarei Zayin, he's betam on Tosis. He says Tosis is tamua. How could Tosis go with that man the Amar Shloike Hilchasa? If he doesn't without speaking out, he can speak out. L'fi that man the Amar, but if Bestimus just to write like this, L'chayr it's Mash Tosis writing Ladino, and L'chayr we don't pass him like that man the Amar. Maskanas Hagamar is not like that man the Amar. The Rambam paskins the Rambam and Hilchasait the Perik Aleph Alochazayin passes not like that man the Amar. Not like that man the Amar. It's very schwer for Tosis to be Tosim like that, and he brings. That is from the Etz of Din of Taisis, the first Yushalmi in Bet Sayer Meir, brings down this Memra, and in the Halacha Vav, in Perak Ches Halacha Vav, in Sanhedrin, in Perak Bet Sayer Meir, the Yushalmi brings this down, and the Yushalmi says, this Halacha, that you could be Meichel, Achenimcha Kamagila. And the Shayel Meisha brings that someone is Meir to him, that L'chayr Yesh Loimet, there's two separate Dinim going on here, it's two separate Halachas. The Bavli in Saita Daf Chav Hei is talking about to be Maker Lagamri. To make her not a Saita anymore. To be Meichel, the whole did Saita. To be Mafkia, the whole did Saita from her. To make her Mutal Abayla. So then Avad, then Avad, the Repaskin, like the man the armor. That once she says, sir, she had it ready, had the steer. Once she already had the steer, she becomes Nesil Abayla. You can't be Mafkia, her Taya Saita, with just a Mechido Ba'alma. You can't be Meichel the Kinoi after that. Masha Egen, the Yushalmi, brings the Shalom Meshiv. The Yushalmi's talking about a different halacha. The Yushalmi's a word talking about Pasha that the Baal could say that I'm Meichel, I don't want to be Mashker anymore. I don't want to cause her to go drink the water and be a Rechich Lefeles, a bit Natsava. I don't want that to happen to her. And I want to be Meichel, Mevater, I'm Meichel on her Shtia that she doesn't have to be Mashker. The Baal has a kayak to say any Mashker, I don't want to be Mashker. And but she's still going to become Asa Labailo. She's still going to remain Asa Labailo. She still has a Torah Saita Safik. We're not being Mafkia Mi Kara, the whole Din Kina. So therefore brings the Shalom Meshav Atzad to say that Yushalmi and the Bavli and Saita Dav Chavei is talking about two separate halachas. But the Shalom Meshav says that even though it's true, it says Dachain that Yushalmi and the Bavli seem to be talking about two different halachas, but it's still a Tema on Taisvis. How could Taisvis on the Bavli and Dav Chavei and Saita's before that alert up the memra of that we're discussing, Rabbi Yeshia, that said over from Sachli Zeira Me'anchi Yushalayim, this memra is referring to the halacha to Mafkia the whole Din Saita.
That's what the Gemara brings, that the Machlekes is if it's before Stira, or you can be Boichi even after Stira.
Yushalmi, in Chanami says the Shalom Meshav, it's true that Yushalmi seems to learn it's talking about a different halacha. And therefore, the Yushalmi holds it could be Ad Shenimcha Megillah, but how could Tosis bring this down on the Bavli? The Bavli learned the Gemara differently. The Bavli and Saita is the first that alert up the member differently, and therefore the Shalom Eish remains by Akasha and Tosis. But Kol Parim, we have a Machlekes, comes out from the Shalom Eish of a Machlekes, Bavli and Yushalmi had alert up the member. The Bavli says the Shalom Eish of Saita Dav Chafei is beforeish that the Machil over here is Afgan, the whole Kinoi. We're taking away the whole Kinoi, and therefore she's remaining without a Din Saita Bechlal. She remains Mutil Abayla. Mashagin Yushalmi is learning it. No, it's just the halacha that the Baal's Meichel not to be Mashker. And L'chair L'fi Zeh, we can be Yashiv, a very a Dikduk HaLoshin. If you look in the Teres Chaim is Eben on the Loshin over here in the memory of Rav Yeshia. The Loshin of Rav Yeshia, he says, Baal Shemachal Kinuyi Kinuyi Machal. By the next two Dinim that he brings, he says, Ben Sayer Mer Shirotsu Aviv Avim Limchal. By the next two, he writes the memory is written Sherotzu. He said over the memory with the lashon of Rotzin if they want to be Meichel. So I saw in the Sefer Avodas David, he's Miyashiv, the Tiktuk of the Teres Chaim. He says that Tzcholuk, the Mechila of the Baal, and the Mechila of the parents of the Zakeh Mamre, of the Betzayer Meira, and the Bez to the Zakeh Mamre. The Mechila of the Baal is just that he's taking away his Kinoi. And the male, she removes from her the whole Din Saita. He's not being Meichel a din that he has on her, a schus that he has over her. He's just taking away his kini. He's saying, I don't want to have the kini anymore. The male she becomes mutter. Mash ain't Cain, the mechila of Aviv v'Imai, and the mechila of the Bez and the Zaken Mamre, they're being makbid. They have a schus to kill the Zaken Mamre. They have a schus to bring the Ben to Bez and kill him, and they're being Meichel him. It's totally in their rotzen. They're being Meichel the psak din that he has on him to get killed. They're being Meichel him. So that's their rotzen to be Meichel his din. But the Baal, not that the Baal is the right to be Meichel the Isha on the Din Saita. The Baal is just being Meichel the Kini. He's taking away the Kini and melee becomes Mutter. That's why the Rabbi Yeshia used a different Lashon by the Baal, but the Baal's not being Meichel the Isha on what she did, and therefore she's becoming Potter. He's just taking away the Kinoi. He's just being Meichel. If he's Meichel her, then she becomes Mutter. So if he's there, Yesh Leimer, it's very poshut that this is only in the Bavli. This chiluk between the Baal and everyone else is only in the Bavli. The Fida Yushalmi, that Yushalmi is talking about, the Mechila is that the Baal is not being mashkeher, the Baal has a schus to go and be mashkeher, and if she was bizana, she'll die. And the Baal is removing, taking away his schus to be mashkeher, he's saying, I don't want to be mashkeher. So then it wouldn't, this chiluk lashonis wouldn't apply to the Yishalmi. And Be'emes, if you look in the Yishalmi over there, the Yishalmi uses the equal lashon all three. It's used a little different than the Baal, but it says, if the rot, mevakshim limcho. But it says it on all three of them. All three mevakshim limcho, b'seinachanami, and Yishalmi, Be'emes, all three of them are the same type of mechila, that they're all relinquishing their schus to go and do the psak din on the Saita, the Betzayer Meir, and the Zakim Mamri. So it comes out, we set over for the Sugya at Saita, that the din mechila is machlaikis in the Gemara, if you could be meichel before the stira, or even after stira, the maskana of the Gemara over there is only before the stira. Taisus over here brings down halacha that you can be meichel until nimcha kamagila, and we said this is before the Yushalmi, but we spoke out that the Yushalmi l'chayr is a whole different din mechila than the Bavli. The din mechila of the Yushalmi is just that you shouldn't be mashkar, but she remains with her din saita. Mashaken in the Bavli, the mechila is afgan, the whole kinoy, and she therefore becomes got legamri, not a saita, and she remains mutter l'bayla. The next din that Rabbi Yeshua said over is that Betzayir Meir Sharatu Aviv Imay Limcha Loi Meichel Loi. That Betzayir Meir, the father and the mother, they can be Meichel. And Rashi says, Ibratu Limcha Veloi Hivu LeBezdin. If they don't bring him to Bezdin, then they can be Meichelim, and he's not Chayiv. They can decide not to bring him to Bezdin. So Rashi's Mashma, that once he would be brought to Bezdin, Then even if it'll be they weren't gaimed the deed yet, then the of the imam decide they don't want any more to kill the son. It's too late. Their schus is only not to bring him to Bezdin. Once they go ahead and bring him to Bezdin, it's too late, and he would get killed. Mashikin, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamre in Perek Zayin Alocha Ches, the Rambam is before that's totally in the Gemara Din that they can be meichelim until the Gemara Din. And the Kesavisha is masbir that why can't they be Meichelim after the Gemara Din? The Kesavisha says, because after the Gemara Din, he's already a Gavrik Tevel. That means they can be Meichelim for as long as they want. Says the Kesavisha, but once there's a Gemara Din there, then already, he's already now Chai Misa, we don't even look why and what and when. There's no more schus that the Av and the Aim have. Once he becomes Chai Misa and Bezdin, now Bezdin has to go ahead and kill them. Then there's no more room for any Mechila. But before that, the Rambam holds you can be Meichel. The Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi, that's only till you come to Bezdin. And the Mishnah Melech over there on the Rambam brings this Yushalmi, the same Yushalmi that we brought before in the Shir, and Perek Ches, Halacha Vav in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi asks that L'chayra, this did is a Mefarsha Mishnah. This Halacha that the Betzayir Meire, the Av could, and Imer don't, if they decide they don't want to bring him to Bezdin, they don't have to kill him. And the Yushalmi answers that in the Mishnah, I would say it's only before you come to Bezdin. But once you bring him to Bezdin, then I would think you can't be Meichel. That's this Chiddush over here, that you can be Meichel even after he comes to Bezdin, until his Gemara Din. And therefore the Mishnah Melech remains with the Kasha on Rashi, that L'chayro, it was Helam, there's the first Yushami like the Rambam, the Yushami the first, that the whole Chiddush over here, that Betzayir Meir, Ratzu of Ibai Limchel Meichel Noi, the whole Chiddush is Gufa after he comes to Bezdin. Even after he comes to Bezdin, Afal Pikein, the of Ibai can be Meichel. So if you look in the Hemek Shaila and Tziv and Hemek Shaila and Shaila Kufla Medal at Ois Ches, he says that the reason why Rashi held the Bavli argued on Yerushalmi, Rashi held the Bavli learned that this Mechila is a full Mechila, and therefore the Bavli didn't have the Kasha of the Yerushalmi. The reason why the Yerushalmi said it's Chiddush was because it had a Kasha. There's a first Mishnah that the Av and the Aim don't want to bring him to Bezdin, that he's not Chayim Misa. What's the Chiddush of this Memra? And therefore the Yerushalmi was Mechadish the Chiddush that it's coming to say a chiddush even after they came to Bezdin, Afal Pikin, you could be Meichel until the Gemara Din. Says the Hemek Shaila, says in the Tziv, that the Rashi held that the Bavli held that the Mechil over here is much bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. The Mishnah Sachakol says that the Av and the Aim don't want to bring him, that he's not Chayim Misa. But there's no chiddush that they can be Meichel him, and Mafki has hold of Betzayir Meir. As far as from what we learned in the Mishnah, we could say that today, let's say the Av and Im decide today they don't want to bring him to Bezdin. And 3 days later, they could go and bring him to Bezdin. You need the Av and the Aim to bring him to Bezdin. But there's never a Mechila that's Bafkiyas Din Betzayir Meir. Just as long as they don't bring him to Bezdin, he's not going to be Chayiv. But in a week from now, they decide they want to bring him to Bezdin, they could bring him to Bezdin. The Chiddush over here of this Memro that we don't see in the Mishnah is that the Av and the Aim can be Meichelim. The Rashi held that the Bavli learned different than Yushalmi. The Bavli learned that they're being Meichel over here. You're being Meichel and you're being Mafkiyas all the Betzayir Meir. And the reason why Rashi held that the Bavli learned different than Yerushalmi is like what we spoke about before in the Shir from the Shaila Meshiv, that the Bavli learned that the Din Saita also is Afgan, the whole Din Saita. The Mechil over here is not just that you're not being Mashke. It's Afgan, the whole Din Saita. The Yerushalmi learned that the Sachar Kol, the Baal is not being Mashke. And therefore, the Yerushalmi therefore learned that the Halacha over here of Bet Sayer Mar is also just that the Avin Eim are not bringing him to Bezdin. And therefore, the Yerushalmi had a kasha that's before Shem Mishnah that the Avin Eim have to bring him to Bezdin. Says that the Tzivan Emek Shaila note that there's a, that the Yerushalmi, the Baal, Rashi held that the Bavli learned a little different than Yerushalmi. The Bavli learned that there's a special chiddush over here that we don't see in the Mishnah, that the Avin Eim could say that I'm being meichel you. I'm meichel the din ben tzayir meir, and therefore it's paka. Now tomorrow the Avin Eim decide they want to bring him into Bezdin. It's too late. They already mafkir to alter ben tzayir meir, and that's the special chiddush over here. And we have the Bavli would have no right to go be mechadish halacha from this memra that you could be meichel even after the gemara, even after you brought him into Bezdin, even after till the gemara din. And therefore, the Rashi seems like the Pashas, like the Pashas Apostolic, the Tafsu of the Imai, that the Bechila is only until they bring him into Bezdin. But we have a Machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi's Mashman at the Din. Bechila is only till you bring to Bezdin. The Rambam is beforeish that it's even after. That's even after he's brought to Bezdin until the Gemara Din. And the Mishnah Melech, we said over that it's beforeish the Yerushalmi like the Rambam. And we said over from the Netziv that it's possible that Rashi. That Rashi learned that Yerushalmi was chiluk on the Bavli and how to learn the Mishnah, and that's why Yerushalmi came out with its matzgano. Mashiach and Rashi was mafarish like the Bavli, that the halacha is that the mechila could only be until the Gemara did. The Mishnah brings down chaymer b'divrei sefer b'divrei Torah. Ha'emer ain't tefillin. If the Ben Sayyimer says there's no such thing as tefillin, they davel divrei Torah potter. And Rashi explains it's not. That's not how he raw. That's yil kari be'rav. Mashiach, if he says chamish tetafes, if he adds, it's not the first in the Torah that you only have four batim in the tefillin. If he says it's five batim in the tefillin, v'hoisav al divrei seifrim, that's only divrei seifrim. That's not something befurush b'Torah. That's something that Chazal learned up from drushes. That yichayev as ayra, and then the Zaki Mar, if he argues on Chazal on that point, he's going to be chayev. And the Gemara brings a memra. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Oishia, in a chayev el al dovar shikri divrei Torah purush b'divrei seifrim. That you need to have something that's ikri b'divrei Torah and the pirush in divrei seifrim. The yesh by la'isef of ha'isef gairaya. The ein lanu ela tefillin va'alibud Rabbi Yehuda. The only echatibza over here is tefillin. So in last year we spoke that there's a machlekes yishayin and what this means. The ein lanu ela tefillin. Tosfos over here on the Amud Tosfos the Ramas of ein lanu Tosfos meforish that b'em is only tefillin. Only a chetip zolfi Rabbi Yehuda Yechayev, since you need ikri b'divrei Torah, perushim b'divrei seifrim, and you need this tnaiv and boy lohoisim b'hoisim gereya, so the only a chetip zolfi Zaki Mamre is only by tefillin. And we said the Dasar Amaz like this also, and the Kasha on this sheet is obvious that there's drot, this psukim, this first psukim, that it's the Geya, that the Geya to a lot of different things, like the Gemara brought earlier, Be'dam Adam, Be'negel Anega, Be'riva, it's all different drush, the psukim that the pasuk over there is before us, that we're not only discussing tefillin. So in this, and the Ramah, that goes B'shitas Taisus spoke out, that's only halacha, that you b'chiv to go to Bezdin HaGadol, those are things that, when we have a machaikis, we have to go to Bezdin HaGadol to find out the din. But to become the emes hazakim mamre, that you need dafka, piya, teira, sheyerucha, you need something that's ikri b'divrei Torah, p'rushim b'divrei seifrim, v'im yeshua v'aisim ha'isim k'ireya. So that's the Shittas Tosfos and the Ramah, that the whole din zakim mamre, the fear of Yehuda, is only on tefillin.
Then we had the Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam Hilchas Mamre, Perakim HaLochahei, the Rambam says that both things that are chayiv chorus, and both things, and tefillin, is both chayiv. And the Kesef Mishnah over there brings down that the Ramah asked, or said the Ashayla to Rab Asher B'Ludil, and he asked him, what's on the Rambam? Marashach, does he pass it like Rab Meir? Does he pass it like Rab Yehuda? And Rab Asher B'Ludil said, explained to him that the Pshah in the Rambam is,
Rambam held that Rab Yehuda's being Moisef on Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds a Yechayim and everything gets Chayiv Chorus, and Rab Yehuda's being Moisef, who adin tefillin. So therefore, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, both things that Yechayev Karas and Tefillin. So when the Gemara says, Ein lanu ela Tefillin, just means Rabbi Yehuda's only being Meisif on Rameir Tefillin. But Be'emes, Rabbi Yehuda, of course, is Mechayev both on Chivi Krisas and on Tefillin. And then we said over to Shittas HaRam, the Rambam wasn't happy to say that he's being Meisif. That mash from Lashar Rabbi Yehuda is being Meisif, and he says that he's not happy with Tosfos Pshat to say, and the Ramaz Pshat that's only Tefillin. So therefore, the Ran learns that it's talking about that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything that's ikri b'divrei Torah prusha b'divrei sefer is chayiv. Anything that's ikri b'divrei Torah prusha b'divrei sefer has to be that's ikri b'divrei Torah. It's not enough that it's only b'divrei sefer. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need dafka something that's ikri b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on Rabbi Meir and saying that you need to have ikri b'divrei Torah. What the Gemara by us is saying, learns the Ran, is coming to say that by a chiyuv essay, you also chayiv. Let Rabbi Yehuda, you chayiv on a chiyuv essay also. You don't need dafka chiyuv ikaris. Yep, that as long as it's ikri b'divrei Torah, prusha b'divrei sefer. But the Gemara is speaking out that by a chiyuv essay, it's never the geya to become a zaken mari in an essay. Because the zaken mari is only chayiv, says the Ran, to go and do something. Not to do a mitzvah. If the zaken mari pasuk is not to do a mitzvah, you're not chayiv. And therefore says the Ran, the only chatibtu where you're going to be over iser in a machlekes about a mitzvah is if you're maisif. If there's you're going to be over iser about taisif. And therefore says the Ran, that's why the only chatibtu by a chiyuv essay that you can be chayiv on is a tefillin. It's the only time you can have about taisif where you can have machlekes about a mitzvah, about being mishana mitzvah and being over and be having a psak for you to go and do something that's usher is by tefillin. Now the Ravid over here in Perek Dal from Mamre Malacha Gimel, the Ravid says that it says over here Ein Elat Tefillin is Lav Dafka Tefillin. The Ravid says by other mitzvahs also. The Ravid says Hu Adin Lulav and Tzitzis also. Shat Taisis Paisel to Iker. As long as it Taisis Paisel to Iker, you also Chayiv. Now even though our Gemara says that's Geruah Va'Oimiru, the Gemara by us speaks out that it can't be talking about Lulav and Tzitzis. But Lulav and Tzitzis, if I make it L'chatchila with the extra min, I'm ma'agad it L'chatchila with the extra min, or I add an extra string in and I tie it L'chatchila with the extra string, it's Geruah Va'Oimid. That's not called being Maisiv Gairea. Says the Ravid, the Gemara, when it says Geruah Va'Oimid does not mean Kedei L'Poitri Aleim. It doesn't mean that therefore Zakam Mam is not Chayiv on them. He's just saying it's not Doimet to Tefillin that it's Maisiv Gairea. But Emma says the Ravid, when the Gemara asks the Kasha Maisiv that it's Geruah Va'Oimid, it doesn't mean to say that therefore you're not Chayiv. You don't need to have a Maisiv Gairea to be Chayiv. You're Chayiv who had done other things also. On Tzitzis and Tefillin, Tzitzis and Sukkah and Lulav, also you're Chayiv, says the Ravid. That's what the Gemara says, Geruah Va'Oimid, it's just that it doesn't fit into the Lashon of Maisiv Gairea. So the Kasavishta explains the Ravid. What does it mean? What was the Gemara's problem? What was the Gemara bothered by saying it's Geruah Va'Oimid? So let it be Geruah Va'Oimid. You're still Chayiv. What does the Gemara mean? So the Kasavishta says that since the Lashon of Rav Oshia was called Maisiv Gairea, the Gemara is just explaining what would be if there would be a man the Amar that holds of this. What would be the man the Amar that holds of this Tanai that you need Maisiv Gairea? Says the Kasavishta, but Emes is no such Tanai. But what would be if there would be a man the Amar? That's what the Gemara is speaking out, that it would be only Negeat for Tefillin. Rav Blaz is explaining Rav Oshia that this Lashon only applies to Tefillin, and if there will be a man, the Amar that holds Be'emes that you need this, it would only be the Geb of Tefillin. But Be'emes is no such Tanai. Be'emes is no, Rav Oshia wasn't coming to say Dafka to such a Tanai, and therefore that's why the Ravid holds that Yechayiv, who had did on Lulav and Tzitzis also. But the Lachavisha is not happy by this. He says, what do you mean there's no such Tanai? If you're telling me there's no such Tanai, what was he coming to explain what would be if you have such a Tanai? And therefore, the Lachamishta says that he's just coming, that Rav Oshia was coming to say Rabusa. He was coming to say not only something that's Geruah Va'Oimid, that's the Gamri Pasal, that's Geruah Va'Oimid, even something that was the Chatchila Kosher, and it was only called a Maisiv Gairea, Afal Pekin, you can become a Zaken Mamre. And the Gemara was just trying to find the Hechatim to wear this Rabusa's Negea, and on that, the Gemara says it's only Tefillin. The other things don't have this Rabusa. But the Rav learned there's no Svara, says the Lachamishta, to say that Geruah Va'Oimid should be more of a Svara to Pat to the Zaken Mamre. Geruah Va'Oimid is much worse. And therefore, for sure, the Zaken Mamre should be Chayiv. And that's what the Lachamishta understands, Pshan the Ravid. Means that the Ravid learns that Geruah Va'Oimid is just a side question on the Lashon. It's not a question of Be'emes Ladina. Ladina, La'ilam, doesn't make a difference if it's Maisiv Gairea or Geruah Va'Oimid. The Ran brings down this Ravid. The Chedushi Ran by us brings down this Ravid. And the Ran argues, and the Ran says that it's not very... It's fair to say that the Gemara means this. The Gemara is mashed, but dafka tefillin. To come along and say that the Gemara is lav dafka, Gemara just means a certain rabusa, a certain case. It's fair. It's mashed for the Gemara, but emes that you only can be chayiv on tefillin. And therefore, the Ran says that the pshat in the Gemara is the Gemara holds you only over bal toisif when it's maisiv gairea. When something's geruah va'aymed, when you messed up the whole mitzvah chatchila, the whole asiyas atzitz wasn't correct, the whole asiyas eged wasn't correct, then you're not over bal toisif. Such a thing, in order to be over about Tosef, says the Ran, you need to have the Kufa Mitzvah here, you have the Chetzvah of the Mitzvah here, you have the Tefillin here, and then you have a side problem that's being Mafkia the Mitzvah. That's Bal Tosef. But if you're missing in the Iker Chetzvah of the Mitzvah, then there's no problem of Bal Tosef, says the Ran. And therefore, the Ran Lashitasi that we spoke at earlier, the Ran holds the whole Yisayt of our Sugya is that you need to have a Bal Tosef here. In order to be a Hoyer Lassis, you have to be being being paskling to go and do something that's connected to Torah, that's only when you have a Baal Tosef. And the Ron explains it in Geruah Ba'ime, that's not Nichlal in the Parsha Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is only when you have the Ikra Mitzvah and you're adding on something that's making a problem. But if you, Geruah Ba'ime is a problem that you don't have the Ikra L'chatchila, you don't have the Ikra Mitzvah L'chatchila, and therefore says the Ron, you're not Eivor Baal Tosef. That's the Mechuvah of Geruah Ba'ime. And therefore says the Ron, the Emes Tigmar means you're only Chayiv on Tefillin, not like the Raiva that Geruah Ba'ime is just a side problem in the Lashon, but Emes Tigmar is Chayiv on it. That's the Machlekes Rishonim in the Pshat in the Din of Geruah Va'emid. Now the Gemara has also another problem. The Gemara explains also that if we hold that Lulav Ein Sarach Aga, that if we hold the Kesha Elyon's Lav Deraisa, so then the Gemara says that Hay Luchu Dekoi V'Hay Luchu Dekoi. So there's a Machlekes Rishonim, exactly what does it mean, what's the ramifications of Hay Luchu Dekoi V'Hay Luchu Dekoi? What does the Gemara mean to say by the fact that it's Luchu Dekoi? Therefore what? So Tosis by us, the Ramasal Isfir Lanul of Ein Sarach Agad, Tosis clearly learns that the Pshat in the Gemara is that therefore there's no Baal Tosef Bechlal. Since it's separate, it's not together, so we look at each one separate, we don't look at it Bechlal as an Isser Baal Tosef. And Tosis brings that the Gemara in Sukkah is first that even the man the Amr Lul of Ein Sarach Agad, or Lefir Reb Yehuda that holds Lul of Sarach Agad, even though it's Chutz La'eged, Afal Pekin is an Isser Baal Tosef. So Tosfos says that that's only midrabbanan, hasa midrabbanan aser. That's isa midrabbanan midah. Raisa says Tosfos, if we don't have an eged, we don't have a kesher, we don't have anything putting it together, there's no isa about Tosfos bechlal. And the Ritva over there at Sukkah Daflam and Al brings down this sheet to also b'shem the Ramban, that the Ramban also holds this way, that there's no isa without having some type of tziruf. And he just explains a little differently the Isser by Sukkah, by Lulav. The reason why the Gemara and Sukkah, Daflam and Al, from the basis before that you can't put a fifth min, is because he says, Bishum the Asi the Misrach, which is the Gemara's far over there, we don't want people putting new minim in the Lulav. You might end up using that for Yimdal minim. And therefore, Bishum the Asi the Misrach, we say that it's Asa to be Meisiv another min, not because it's an Isser Baal Tosef. Tosef seem to say there's an Isser Baal Tosef, but there are Banan. There are Ban seems to say, instead of proud that we're scared you're going to end up using that new min that you're putting in, you're going to end up using it for your dalam min. So that sheet does Tosfos and the Ramban, that the Hay L'chu Dekoi V'Hay L'chu Dekoi, is that there's no Isser B'chal, there's no Isser Baal Tosef B'chal, K'panem D'Araisa. Tosfos in Sukkah, and Tosfos over there in Daflam and Alpha and Beis in Sukkah, Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns that in a Chanami, like it's before in the Gemara in Sukkah, that even without the Eged, the Halacha is Ye'ivar Alav Baal Tosef. You add another Min, Ye'ivar Baal Tosef, Ye'ivar Alav. Afal Pikein says Tosfos, but our Gemara over here saying Hay L'chu Dekoi doesn't mean there's no Baal Tosef. The Gemara means to say is that therefore it doesn't become Nifsal because of that. There's no Psul. Since it's L'chu Dekoi and L'chu Dekoi, each thing is separate, it doesn't Pasul. In Chaim, it is a Isser Baal Tosef, but Avol Pikein, it's not Ma'akiv. It's not Ma'akiv, the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah, but Kedinoi. Agav, you were over Isser Baal Tosef. If it's all tied together, so then the Baal Tosef switches the whole Tzura of the you were Mitzvah and the Etzim Tzura from the mitzvah. So then you it passes the mitzvah. Pashas and Tosef, the Psul over here, is out Baal Tosef. The Psul is out Baal Tosef. But the Isafah passes the mitzvah. That's only when there's Isafah in the Chepsah that you have right here. Mashiachim, when it's separate, when you have. You add on an extra string that's not tied b'chal to the other string. You just put an extra min. You're holding another min in your hand that's not tied in the chepsa together with the other minim. So in a chalam, you're being meisiv on the mitzvah. You're eivor baal tosef, but that doesn't make a psul in the mitzvah that you did. That sheet is tosef in sukkah. And l'chara, and there's a makar to be bedayik like that in Rashi in our sugi. Also, Rashi when he explains that Rashi in the Ramasal Hay L'chu Dekoi, Rashi says ve'in ze goyreya. Rashi doesn't say ve'in ze meisiv. That's not called being meisiv. Bevadi being Moisif, you're Eivor Baal Tosef. Ein ze goyreya, says Rashi. It's mashma, it's not going to make a groin in the mitzvah. It's not going to make a psul in the mitzvah like Tosfos in Sukkah. And this sheet that's Tosfos over here in Sukkah is also the sheet that's Harajban Tshuva. Harajban Tshuva, tough kuflam and hey, and chedek rishin. The Rajba also holds like Tosfos. And the Rajba brings Raya to this noise, and the Ritva and Sukkah also on the Flower Alpha base brings down these two sheetas. He brings down, like we said before, the sheetas Haramban that holds like Tosfos by us, and he brings down Tosfos, which he's bringing from Tosfos and Sukkah. Machlaikis, if when you're Eivor Baal Tosef, does that pass on a mitzvah or not? When you have a Hechatibs of Hay L'chu Dekoi, is it possible to say that Apple Pekin, you're Eivor Baal Tosef, even though you don't pass on? Is it such a tzad? And the Rishonim bring Raya. The Ritva brings one raya from Birchas Kayanim, that's before in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches, that if you add an extra bracha, you're over Bal Taisif. So you see that even though it's Lechudei Kay, it's not in any Igor, it's not Metzurif, Apple Pekain, the Loch is that you're over Bal Taisif. So you have a right to Taisif in Sukkah Shita, Shittis HaRajba, not like Taisif Ayas, not like the Ramban. And he brings another raya from the fact that Gemara is over the year before in Rosh Hashanah, that if you Yashin Bishmini B'Sukkah, if you sit an extra day in the Sukkah, like it, you get Malkus Al Bal Taisif. So on these two rayas, the Ritva's Madchana rayas, the Ritva says that by Yashu B'Shmini B'Sukkah, like, since it's Rotzif together with the whole Sukkah, you're adding another day to the mitzvah, that's also considered that there's an Eged here, there's considered that it's all together, it's together with the other mitzvah, so therefore, over there, you don't have the Svar of Ha'ilu Chudei Kai, the Ha'ilu Chudei Kai, that's why it could be a Maisif, that's why it could be Eifer Bal Taisif. And the other Kasha that he brought from Birchas Kayanim, he says that since you have to do all the brachas have to be Nesias Kapayim, so the fact that you're doing it all with one Nesias Kapayim, that's Mitzarefa together, to make it like it's one big thing, that it shouldn't have a problem of Ha'ilu Chudei Kai, Ha'ilu Chudei Kai. And the Raja brings another Raya from the Sugya Seif Erevin, that's before in the Gemara, that if you wear two pairs of tefillin, you like it. Says the Raja, from the fact that you can wear two pairs of tefillin, that L'chayr is a Raya, that you know, even though it's a Chudei Kai, there's two separate pairs of tefillin, not attached to B'chal, Afal Pekins before in the Gemara, Ya'ivar Bal Toysif. So Rabbi Chodon, in Kayvet Shurim, Chedek Beis, it's similar to Megibol, and Ois Dal Vehei, he brings down this Chuvah Rajba. And he asks, he says, he doesn't really understand this Raya so well, that L'chayr, it's a different type of Bal Toysif that's going on over here in the tefillin. L'chayr, we can understand the Bal Toysif over here, but tefillin, it's a whole different Bal Toysif. The Bal Toysif over here of tefillin is the fact that you're doing the mitzvah, same mitzvah twice. It's not like the Bal Toysif and Eretz Sugya where you're just adding another chut on to make instead of using 8 chutim, you're using 9 chutim. It's not like that you're taking, instead of being ma'agat together, instead of taking 4 minim, taking 5 minim. And so that's how you suffer in the Gufa Mitzvah. So then the Gemara says it's far that if it's a Chudei Kai, so I'm doing the Mitzvah, and that's separate, it's not a Chedek, didn't make that a Chedek of the Mitzvah. Masha Engin says, Rabbi Chodon, the Bal Toysif of Tefillin, Bal Toysif of Tefillin means that I'm doing the same Mitzvah again, that's how you suffer. So let it be a Chudei Kai. Not the same thing that we're trying to do in our sugya. It's not a suffer in the Gufa Mitzvah. It's a suffer that I'm doing, that I'm making another mitzvah, the same mitzvah, I'm doing it again. It's a different type of a suffer. So it says Rabbi Chodon, it's Muchach in the Rajba, that the Rajba understood that you don't have, there's no such thing as a such a Bal Taisif. Behechrich, what the Bal Taisif of the tefillin is, that you're doing in the mice of mitzvah, Levisha's tefillin, you're doing two tefillins. Instead of one tefillin, you're doing two tefillins. And David says Rabbi Chodon, the Rajba didn't have this Havana to say that there's a whole new type of Bal Taisif by doing the mitzvah twice. The only type of Bal Taisif is how you suffer in the gufa maisa mitzvah by doing the maisa mitzvah. The Torah says to put on one tefillin, and he made a maisa mitzvah of two tefillins. The Isafa Behech, the Rajba understood, was how you suffer in the gufa mitzvah, and that's why the Rajba had a kasha that l'chayr it's haylu chudei koi, v'haylu chudei koi. And there's another Taisis that seems to hold like Taisis in Sukkah. The Taisis in Menachos, that Favachesa Ben Aleph. Taisis has a kasha, he brings it. The Gemara Daf Mem in Menachos says that if someone's hitel and mutela, someone has tzitzis that already has a talis that already has tzitzis on it, and he adds an extra deal, he adds a whole other deal onto a corner. The halacha is, or he adds four gdilim onto the four corners. Instead of having one gdil on every corner, he has two gdilim on every corner. So the Gemara there is before, the Eiver Bal Taisif asks Taisvis that why didn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin by us bring this? This could be a Hechatimsa of a Maisif Gereya. You have a beautiful kashra tzitzis, and you add it on this. You add it on another, whole nother gdil on each corner. So Taisvis says that maybe it's not ma'akiv. Maybe this is Safa, Yenichram, Eiver Bal Taisif, but maybe it's not ma'akiv. So it seems from Taisvis Teretz that he holds like Taisvis in Sukkah, that even there's cases where even though you're not Eiver, but you're Eiver Bal Taisif, Afal Pekin, it doesn't passel. Now the Das HaRavid is also like this Taisis in Menachos. Taisis the Ravid, in Perek Alf Halachat HaSvav of Hilchas Tzitzis, the Ravid says clearly that this Hitul Mutalis is kosher. Hitul Mutalis is kosher. Now the Ravid has a very Mechudosh Tikashita. He holds like Taisis that in this regard, like Taisis in Sukkah, and like the Rajba, that even though it doesn't passel, Afal Pekin, you could be over Bal Taisif, but he speaks out that he holds there's no such thing as Bal Taisif passeling. Bal Taisif's not a psul. Not like the other Yishayim seem to hold. The other Yishayim seem to hold that when you're Maisif in a mitzvah and you make a Yisaf in a mitzvah, that's a psul in the mitzvah. That alone's a pasulus, that's a shini in the Tzuras HaMitzvah, and that passels the mitzvah. The Ravid holds there's no such thing. Bal Taisif does not passel a mitzvah. The Ravid holds that the whole soul of Eretz Sugya, when the Sugya by us is Mefurish, that it becomes Pusul, Guru of Aimed, the Sugya by us is Mefurish, it becomes Pusul, says the Rebbe, it has nothing to do with the Isafa. The reason why it's Pusul is because of a side reason, because of a Chatzitza. If you put in the Eged a Min that's not supposed to be there, that's Chaitzitz in the Eged. If in the Kesher of Tzitzis, you added an extra chut, it's not supposed to be there, that's a chatzitza in the kesher atzitzis. The reason why it's puzzles is for a side reason. So the Ravid sheet is like Taisvis in this regard, that the Ravid holds you over about Taisif, even in the Hechatipsis where it's Lechudei Koi, even in Hechatipsis where it wouldn't be enough to puzzle, Ava Pikin, you over about Taisif, but the Ravid holds that even when it's together, even when it's not Lechudei Koi, even when it's Be'em is together in the Gufa Mitzvah, the psul has nothing to do with the Isafa. The psul is for a side psul, it's the psul of Chatzitza. So we argue, the Pash, Taisis Mashman, not like that, Taisis Mashman, the psul that would be here is about Taisif. The Ravid agrees to Taisif that there's no psul, that there's about Taisif, even though there's no psul, but he seems to argue on Taisif in why Be'em is when you have a Shini in the Gufa Mitzvah, what's the psul? The Ravid says the psul is Gufa because of the chatzitza, and the other Rishayim say no, that the psul is because of Baal Tosif. So far we have two Iker Shittas in the Sugyo, we have Shittas Tosif by us, that holds that it's totally Zebizeh, any time that you're going to be over Baal Tosif, automatically that's going to pass on the mitzvah, and any time you're going to tell me that it's not a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah, but it's L'chudei Koi, it's separate, we look at it separate, then you're not over Baal Tosif either. And we said over that Shittas Ramban also, and then we have the Shittas Tosif in Sukkah that holds it no. That it doesn't have to be Tali Zebizev. There could be an Isser Baal Taisif. You could be Aver Baal Taisif. And then there are certain instances where the Isafa goes into the Gufa Mitzvah, and then the Isafa will passel. And we said Taisif Menachas seems to hold that way, and the Rajman Chuba holds this way, and the Ravid holds like Taisif in one point, but he argues, he says that there's never a Psul Baal Taisif. The Psul is because of Chatzitza. Now there seems to be a third Shita over here, and how to learn up what the problem, what's the Gea, this did of Ahiluchudei Koi, Ahiluchudei Koi. And this sheet is the Meiri brings down, and it's Pashas coming to be Miyashiv a Rambam. There's a Rambam that Paskins over there in Telchas Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam Paskins, not like what Tosfos says in Menachas Daf Lamaches, and he says that if you add on a whole nother deal onto the Tzitzis, the Halacha is it becomes Puzzle. The Tzitzis becomes Puzzle. And the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Laman asks the obvious question, that's going to be Shver Lefida Rambam, we have another Echatibza of Maisiv Gereya. We have another Echatibs of Maisiv Gaireya. Why can't this be Echatibs of Maisiv Gaireya? And the other question that we have over here is that why don't we say the svar of Hailuchudei Koi, the Hailuchudei Koi, which Akapanim, we said, the Kol Rishainim, Akapanim, when you have a svar of Hailuchudei Koi, Akapanim, it doesn't make it puzzle. In Echanami, maybe some Rishainim hold that there's going to be Isser Baal Taisif. But Hamia, it's Pashit to all the Rishainim that Akapanim is not going to become puzzle. This is the kashas that are there on this Rambam. And there's a lot of different truths I've given. We're just saying over right now in this year, one teretz that's the gear to Pshan the Gemara over here, which is the Meiri speaks this out. The Meiri says that the Gemara says, Hailuchudei Koi, the Hailuchudei Koi, does not mean that you're not over Baal Tosif. And does not mean that you're not, it's not possible because of Baal Tosif. In a Chanami, you're over Baal Tosif. And in a Chanami, it's possible Baal Tosif. The Gemara just means to say is that this would not be a Chatimsa where the Zakim Mamre would be Chayv. Gemara is asking a separate kasha directly in the get to Eretz Sugya that since it's Hailuchudei Koi, Hailuchudei Koi, therefore the Zakim Mamre can't be Chayv. And the Chazanish in our Chayim Simon Beis Ois Dalad, he also comes to be Biyashiv the Rambam with this Mahalach. And he's Masber, he gives a little Hezber, the Meir doesn't explain, he gives a little Hezber that the Rambam held in order to be a Maisiv Gereya, in order to be a Gereya, can't be that the Psul over here is just because it was a Safa. Because you were Maisif aside, that's a side psul. If the psul was only because of a suffer, that's not called Maisif Gereya. To be Maisif Gereya has to be that there's a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. Like the Gemara says by Tfilin, there's a problem of Ein Roya Pnei Aver. That has to be a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. The fact that it's Maisif Gereya, the fact that it's L'chudei Koi, that says the Chazanish creates that we don't look at it as a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. Just now that I was Maisif on the Mitzvah, that's what's making it possible because I'm doing a Isafah in the Mitzvah, that's what's passing it. It's not a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. In the Chetz of the Mitzvah that I did, there's no Emes problem. The problem is just that I did another Mitzvah together with it, I had another Chetz together with it, and that's what's making that my Mitzvah is not a good Mitzvah. That's not enough to be called a Gereya. That's not called a Maisif Gereya, and for the Chiyav Zakim Mamre, we need to have a Maisif Gereya. So it comes down in the Etzem, the Gemara of Hailuchudei Koi, Hailuchudei Koi. We have three Shitas, and we have Tosfos by us that it means that you're not over about Tosfos Bechlal. Tosfos in Sukkah says that you're over about Tosfos just as far that it does become Puzzle. And we said from the Meiri and the Chazan Ish, to be Miyashiv the Rambam, that The Heiluchu Deikai, the Heiluchu Deikai is just a svar that's not called the Mice of Gereya, and it's only in the Gev of Zakim Mamre, but Lagabi, the Psul of the Mitzvah, Lagabi, the Isser of Al Toysef, the Oilam, there could be a Lav, and the Oilam, there could be a Psul of Al Toysef also. Toysefis, at the end of the Toysefis, has a Kasha. Toysefis says that the same way the Gemara comes out by Tefillin, that it's a Mice of Gereya, that you first had a Kasha of Tefillin, then you added on a fifth bias. The Gemara says that goes into the Kalv. Hamais of Gereya asked Tosfos that why can't we have the same exact thing by lulav? Have that the we were agad already gimel minim. We have a kosher lulav already, and then only afterwards we added on a fourth min. We added into the egged, or we made a new egged around the fourth min together with them, and that will be a chetipso where we had a kosher mitzvah. And then we were mais of Gereya. Ayidei safa. So answers Tosfos that the teretz is that. What the death of the has to be that you're already doing a mitzvah and the hagoreya was b'mafkia in a mitzvah. So it says Taisus bishlam by tefillin, a person can have tefillin on his head, and then he added on a fifth bias. That's b'mgarei in a mitzvah that he's in the middle of doing. Masha'ike by lulav says Taisus manashach. Once you pick up the lulav, you're ready yaitza. And Elamai didn't pick up the lulav yet. So then once you added in the fourth one, so now it's Guru of Ayimid. There was never a situation where you were in the middle of doing the mitzvah and then I did I suffer your mafkia the mitzvah. That says it's Yishuv, why by Lulav it doesn't apply the Mice of Gereya like we have by Tefil. So Rav Kiveger is bothered by the obvious question on Taisfis, that's a very nice teretz for Lulav, but what the Gemara is another Echetipz of here. We have Echetipz of Tzitzis. Why can it be that we have a Kesher of Tzitzis with four strings, and then we added on an extra string? We had eight strings coming out of our Tzitzis, then we added on an extra string afterwards. And Taisus Teretz Acharit wouldn't apply over here. But Tzitzis also, I'm wearing the Tzitzis every minute, and then I added on a string, and that made the Tzitzis puzzle. So Rav Kiveger answers Al Pi Ravid. There's a Ravid that Acharit comes to answer Taisus's kasha. The Ravid says, Ravid in Asagis, over there in Hilchas Zakim Mamre, Perek Dal Alacha Gimel, and the Ran brings it by us in the Chedushei Aram. The Ravid says that you can't just add in another min. If you add another min, then that will be a psul of taslaim and asi. If I'm agat three minim, and then I add in a fourth one, that will be a psul of taslaim and asi. Comes out that I already made an egget on the first three before I put in the fourth one, so now the egget on the three is already made the psul, and therefore I would have to take out the egget of the third, of the around the three, and then remake it around the four. And once I remake it around the four minim, that's guru of aymed. That's like l'chatchila making an egget around the four of them. And the Lech Mishnah explains that even though it's kosher, when you put around three, that's how you're supposed to do it, the round three. The Lech Mishnah just explains that the feed of Das HaZak and Mamre, the feed of Psak of Zak and Mamre, that you're supposed to be Ma'agat around four minim, he holds this extra min over here, not only Lulav Hadassim and Aravis, it's supposed to be another min that you're supposed to put into the Eged. So the feed his Shita, the Eged that you did with Chathila was Pasul, so his Psak would always be, take those three minim that you're ready Ma'agat, open it up, and put in the fourth min, and then retie it again, re-ma'agat it again, because if not, there will be a problem of tassloim and asi. That's how Lech Mishnah explains the Ravid's teretz. Ayin Chazanish, in Simchof Gimel, Ois Alf, and Hilchas Sanhedrin, he has a different havana in the Ravid, but that's the pashas of the Ravid, that's how Lech Mishnah understands the Ravid. Says Rav Kiveger that Tosfos already knew the Ravid's teretz also. Tosfos knew this teretz. Tosfos understood already that it's pashut that you can't. It will always be guru of ayimim. But Zakim Mamre would always be paskining you. They have to remake the agat from start. Tosfos' kasha only was that there's a man the Omar and Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph that you don't. There's no problem of tassleim and asay by lulav. There's no din asiya. We don't learn out a special din asiya on lulav. That there should be a problem of Taslaim and Asay. So Taisus was asking Lefi the man the Omar that there's no din Asiyah by Lulav. That Taisus asked that Lefi him it should be Negea by Lulav, the din of Moisiv Gereya. But in Chanami says Rav Kiveger by Tzitzis, Taisus didn't have Shver. By Tzitzis, you would have the Ravid's problem that if you make a Kesher with four Tzitzis and the Zakim Mamre holds you need to put in a fifth Chut, the Zakim Mamre would tell you have to open up the Kesher and make it again with five Chutim. And therefore Taisus never had Shver Tzitzis because he knew the Ravid's Teretz. Taisus was only had a kasha l'fidim on the Omar that there's no tintaslim in the asoi. By lulav, that was Taisus' kasha. That's one mahalach that Kivega says. Kivega says another mahalach that the whole din that Tosfos says that applies to Meisiv Gareya is only by tefillin, where tefillin, the halacha is, the mitzvah is to wear it every time. You have to wear mitzvah tefillin, you always have to wear. So by going and adding on, another bias, I mean, mafkia, the mitzvah that I had before, I had a mitzvah that I was doing before, and I was planning on doing it for the rest of the day, and then I put on another bias, a fifth bias, and that was mafkia, my mitzvah. That's a Meisiv Gareya. Now, Shegit Tzitzis says, but Tzitzis, I only have to put on Tzitzis, calls when I'm wearing the beged. So Tzitzis, every minute that I'm wearing the beged, it's a new mitzvah. I bring the beged now, I'm mechuyev tzitzis. The next minute, I'm mechuyev tzitzis. So therefore, says Rav Kiveger, that tzitzis remains like lulav. In Chanami, tzitzis, I was being yetzah mitzvah before. But klapi, tomorrow, the next minute's mitzvah, I'm now, every minute, I'm starting kilo a new mitzvah. It's like, so klapi, the next minute's mitzvah, it's going to be gru of ayimid. Last minute's mitzvah, I was ready mekayim. And now when I add on the fifth chut, from now on, it's gru of ayimid. We don't look at it like I had a mitzvah here that I was in the middle of doing that I was mafkia. Only by tefillin, which I'm mechuyev in tefillin the whole day, then we could down a meisiv gareya. Mashegin tzitzis, every minute of tzitzis is like a new mitzvah, and therefore it remains like lulav, that any mitzvah I was mekayim till now is ready mekayim, and the mitzvah I didn't yet do till now remains geruah va'oymed. Now, but emes, the svara, the kevegah svara is very moving, but l'chayr, there would be a makim that we could say this by tefillin also. And if you look at Reb Chaim al-Shas, in Menachis, and Dafnem, in the sugya of Hitul Mutelas, over there, Reb Chaim is viskashin Tosfos. Reb Chaim says he doesn't understand Tosfos' teretz. Why by tefillin don't we also say the same svara? Reb Chaim remains with a question on Tosfos. Al chayyot tefillin, what does 1 minute's mitzvah have to do with the next minute's mitzvah? Ein chanami amuchiv to do the mitzvah the whole day. But every mitzvah, every minute is a new mitzvah. Every minute I'm amuchiv to put on tefillin. So therefore, if yet the last minute I had four batim, I did a mitzvah then. And from now on, if I made five batim, from now on it's guru of ayimid. Why do we look like it's a meisiv gareya on the middle? Al chayyot ready to the mitzvah before and further on, it's a guru of ayimid, and Reb Chaim remains with a question on Tosfos. Reb Kveger seems to understand that since it's a chiyuv to keep it on the whole day, we could look at it as one big mitzvah, and we could look at it that I was in the middle doing a mitzvah, and then I was gerei in the mitzvah, and I was mafki in the mitzvah by adding a new bias. So the Gemara's maskada is that the only hechatibz is by tefillin, and the hechatibz is where I have a kosher tefillin, I made four batim, and then I added on a fifth bias, and the Gemara explains that the reason why that's puzzle is b'sadin, bias chita she'ina roya sa'aver puzzle. Bias chita that's not roya sa'aver is puzzle. And Riskarov, in Stetzel, so b'dachas aflabadalam abeis, he's ma'ir that l'chayra, and the Rambam, we don't find in Hilchas tefillin that the Rambam should bring down this halacha. L'chayra is a new din, that over here in Sanhedrin, it's a schadish adu din, hilchas tefillin, it's a din that a bias chitzin has to be roya p'nei aver. We don't find that the Rambam brings down this halacha. But if you look at the Meir in our sugya, he also comes that he says that in our sugya is before it is a new din hilchas tefillin, that the tefillin, the batim of the roya p'nei aver, and if you have something on it, it's going to make it puzzle. And the Meir says that even though he didn't find that the Rif should bring it, doesn't find that the Rif brings this halacha, but he says, it's a din pasuk in the Gemara, there's no machlokes about it, it's a pashta din in the Gemara. And he says he didn't find the Rif brings it, and he speaks out also that the Rambam only brings in hilchas mamrim. The Rambam only brings it by us in hilchas mamrim when he explains the din of zakah mamrim, and he doesn't bring it in hilchas tefillin. The Meiri speaks out that L'chayr is da'alocha anyhow. This is da'alocha, L'chayr it's a Gemara. So the Biskarov is decided to say that maybe we could say in the Rambam that the Rambam didn't hold like Rashi. Rashi's a vort, it's a new din. It's a din that if something's on the side of the bias, Rashi says, whether you might say bias chamishi, oydav or achar, there's something on the side that making that the bias not raya p'nei aver, that's a psul. That makes a psul in the tefillin. It says the Biskarov, maybe the Rambam held that just meant to say that there's a seder where the batim have to be. There's four batim, and there's two inner batim, and there's two outer batim. The outer batim have to be on the outside. And if they're on the inside, they're puzzle. That's what it is, and that the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings it as a seder, how the batim go. That the two outer batim have to be on the outside, and the two inner batim have to be on the inside. The right parashis have to be inside, and the right parashis have to be outside. Says the Biskarov that maybe the Rambam learned that that's sachako what Argamar is saying, that when you add a fifth bias, that's making that the outer bias is not the outer bias anymore. It's now a bias apnimi. It's not in the right seder. It's not a new din. Rashi's before that's a new din. Rashi's before even if you put something else on the side. That putting something else on the side wouldn't be mishana the seder abatim. This would still be the outside bias. You put a little thing on the side of the bias, doesn't make it not the outside bias. So Rashi's before it's a new din, like the Meiri assumes. says the Pesach Rav, it's possible that the Rambam learned that just means the Seder Abatim, so that the Rambam learned brings in Hilchas Tefillin. There's no special new din like the Meiri assumes that's brought down in Ar Gemara that has to be Roy Pnei Aver. Sachako, what it means is that has to be in the right place, has to be on the outside, and if you add on a fifth bias, it comes out that the outer bias is now on the inside. And therefore, says the Pesach Rav, maybe that's why the Rambam didn't bring in Hilchas Tefillin any special din. He only brought it over here. He's bringing down the din over here that Ar Gemara brought down, that there's a problem, a Mais of Gareya, that a Zaka Mamre could be Chayiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.